Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perka Ba'as, the 14th chapter in the Rambam, Sichas Pesum HaKadosh, and the laws of invalidated Karbonis, and the Seif HaVoid, in the Book of Service in the Beis HaMikdash, which this Perka continues the theme of the previous Perka, which was discussing the three types of Psulim Machshava, Shaloi Lishma, Chutz L'Zman, and Chutz L'Mkaymai, being done by one of the four HaVoidis, and Shchita, Kabbalah, Elocha, and Zrika, which by animal sacrifice, so to by the birds and the flower offerings. And this Perka, the Rambam qualifies these Machshavas. Who is having the machshava? As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, that the machshava is specifically by the Oivid, the one who's doing the Avaida. Halacha Aleph. In the machshava hilechas, ila achar ha'ovid, this thought that you want to do it, shalei lishma, or chutzas manai, chutzas mekaymai, it only goes based on the one who's actually doing the service at that time. Av machshavas bal ha'karban, but the thought of the owner of the carbon, in the malas kum, that affects nothing. Even though we hear the owner saying, yeah, I want this to be eaten, chutzas manai, but the one who's doing that void is appropriate, is a kasha that's going to be valid. That's one qualification. Additionally, Halacha Beis says two more qualifications. It has to be from someone who is fit to do that void, and it has to be regarding something that's fit for that void. As the Rambam explains Halacha Beis, and also this inappropriate thought does not affect to invalidate, Ella rather one, Mimishu Rola void, has to be someone who's fit to do that void, and two, Vudavahar Rola void, has to be someone that's fit for that void, as the Rambam explains these two criterion. And third of all, Uvamakim Ralavaida has to be a place that's fit to do that way. Those are three more criterion. As Ram explains, Mimishahu Ra, okay, so what does it mean from someone who's fit to do that way? So let's say Echad Min Absul Navaida, let's someone who is invalid to do that way. Shekil Adam that he received the blood, or he transported, or he zarak, or he sprayed, and we'll see specifically, we left out Shechita number one. He did one of these three Avaidas, which are the three Avaidas that you could have in Machshav Absula. And v'chashav b'shas avoid, and he had a mind when he's doing the avoid, the machshavas makom, that it should be beyond its place that it's allowed to be eaten, the machshavas zman, or it should be eaten beyond its time that it's allowed to be eaten. Lo impossible, but machshavti is not invalid with its thought process, l'fisha ainet ol avoid, because he's not fit to do the avoid. Moreover, v'is adam shekibol eshazark miktasi, so that blood that he received, or he sprayed some of it, yishav chlamas, so that's invalid, he spills out into the canal there that's running through the azar. And v'imnish adam ha'nefesh, and there's still some lifeblood of the animal left in the neck, then let someone who is fit to do that way go back and receive it with the appropriate thought. Now, however, let someone who's apostle, like a czar, if he has a thought process of at the time of the slaughtering, then actually possible machshav, then he actually does invalidate with his thought process. And the reason for that is shashchitik shev psulin, because the slaughtering, the first of the four avodis, is actually valid with a pasul, with a, let's say, like a zar kamesh ran, like we had explained in Perek Alf Halacha Aleph. And therefore, it will qualify as a psul. Now, yesh kabanis, there are sacrifices, shem nasa shalei lishman, specifically, that was the first of the three types of machshavas psulas. If you did it not for its namesake, let's say oila for a shlamim, that kisherin, the carbon will be kosher, kamosha is bo, like will be explained later on in the next parak, halacha aleph. Lefikach, therefore, emkibel hadam, if he receives the blood, koyin zeh, this koyin she'ined or lavoida, that's not fit to do the avoida, or herlich oi, transporting his zroko, he's spraying it. So then actually, pasal hazevach, then actually, he will invalidate the carbon. Ki'ilu asu lishmai, as if it would be pasal, when the apostle does it, when he does lishmai, shaloi lishmai by these kabbanis is the equivalent as lishmai, which who pasul, therefore it's going to be pasul. And therefore, v'afapishesh dam ha'nefesh. And so even so, and this is what's interesting in contrast to the previous case that we described. So even if sheish dam ha'nefesh, even if there's still lifeblood left in the animal's neck, v'chazar kasher v'kibul v'zark, and the kasher coin goes back and he receives it and he sprays it, doesn't make a difference. K'ra nefsal ha'zevach, the carbon's already pasul. Now why? So Rambam explains. V'loimim ne'mach shebeshina Hashem pasul. It's not because that this pasul went and did it not for its namesake, like he did the oila for shlamim. That invalidated it. To the contrary. Actually, because it's not invalidated, because the oila that you do shalei lishma is actually kosher the carbon. So it's actually like as if he did it lishma. So if he did it lishma, what's the problem? It's actually because he's apostle to do that vaida, that actually is what invalidates it and doesn't let us do anything. If the apostle did it with a apostle machshava, so he didn't do anything. If he did it with a kasha vaida, so then he did an avaida, but it was apostle doing it, and therefore that's why it's actually, ironically, invalidated in that case, when he actually did it, like so to speak, lishma, which it's really shalei lishma, but it's like lishma by karbanis that it's actually kasher, and therefore in those cases, actually, it only then would it be possible. In contrast, meaning possible that you can't fix it, versus the first case where he did it in the psul. Obviously, what he did is not valid, but at least in the first case, a kasha could be yachzar, a kasha be a kabel. So that's regarding mishur or lavoida. Gimel tells us the second criteria of halacha beis, which is bedav hadar lavoy. That's be something that's fit to do the avodah with. Ketzav, what's that criterion? So mechaz al oimah, let's say the flour offering of the barley of the oimah on the second day of Pesach, shekamatzah shalei lishma, which if you did the kamitza not for its namesake, not to be the oimah, some other carbon, harezu kamitza nasis lishma, it's as if it was done lishma, ushiyor nechalon, and therefore the leftovers are going to be eaten. Why is that? Because the oimer is from barley, and barley is not something that's fit for other karbanas. So therefore, that's qualified as something that's not ra'u la'avayda. It's a chidush, it's a novelty, and therefore the halacha will not apply. And the chen mechashav ben mechitz kenoy. So let someone has a thought process regarding the seita offering, the barley offering, the mechitz of the jealousy of the husband. V'halavayna land the frankincense is on it. Before the frankincense was taken off, if he has the thought during that part, the thought is not going to affect ipsul. Why? Because it's not something that's fit to do the avodah before you took off the frankincense, because when the frankincense is still on, you can't do anything with it. And therefore, that's not considered davar la'avodah. And in case if there's anything similar to that, let's say it's missing the oil or too much oil or some other invalidation, like we said in Perek Yudalef, at that moment, it's not fit to do that vayda, so your machsheva will not make it into a psul, because it's not a dava harola vayda, at least at this time. And halacha dalad, the third criterion, is b'makom harola vayda. It has to be a place that's fit to do that vayda, ketzad, and only then will your machsheva invalidate. So, for example, let's say mizbeach shenifkim, if you have the altar that was dented. And during that time, one of these four havaydas, the kohen is having a thought, oh, let it be eaten beyond its time or beyond its place. He's not invalid to come with this thought process. You know why? Because the place right now is not fit for havaydah. Because the makam is only when you have an intact mizbeach. So it's like a disqualification in the azar. Or let's say, come into semicha bachutz. Let's say he's doing the kemitza, which is one of the four havaydas that you could do, machshava psul, of the flower offering, but he's out of the azar. And b'chashav b'shas kemitzas, and now during the time of the kemitzah, he's having in mind machshavas manu machshavas malkum that's reading beyond this time beyond this place. Again, it's in location. It's not a malkum or lavoida because he's out of the zara. A machshavas uklum. This thought process will not affect anything in creating this to be pigul or consider chazal malkum or shalei lishma. Halacha hey, and through halacha zayin is an introduction for the halachas after that, as Ram explains. Elu dvarim she'ein madruin la'achila min hakabanas. The following items are things that are not fit to be eaten from karbanas. And as we said, this whole halacha of pigul is specifically regarding stuff, things that will be eaten either by the person or by the mizbeach. So it has to be something that's rola chila, again, either of the mizbeach or of the individual, to be qualified as this halacha of pigul. And therefore it's important to know what's considered rola chila, to be considered achila, and what's not. So that's what Ram says, il dram she'in rum lachila min karbanas. The following things are not fit to be eaten, they're not edible from the karbanas. But urun laktar, they are fit to be burnt, which is the other type of achila. And they are hadam, the blood, even though you don't actually sacrifice the blood, you just spray it, but it's still something that's considered achila samizbeach. Ovaimurim, and the rest are all burnt on the thighs of mizbeach, the sacrificial parts, the sar oilo, the meat of the carbon oilo, which are totally burnt, vakremits, and the fistful of the flower offering, valavain, and the frankincense, and amnachas, and the kamatzis, from the flower offerings that you take off a fistful, those parts are burnt, those are considered not royal achilas adam, but it's royal achilas mizbeach. Halachavav, they learn lachila, and the following items are fit to be eaten by a human, but they ain't laktar, but they're not fit to be burnt on mizbeach, which are habasar, nechem, and kalazvacham, the meat that's eaten from all the karbanas, bein nechel kahanim, whether that which is specifically by the kahan, like by kachet kachim, bein nechel choladim, or whether that which is eaten for every single person, like the shlamim, ushiyorim nachas, the leftover of the flour, bein shliach lechem, and the two breads of shavuos, of lechem pudim, 12 breads of every single Shabbat, which are eaten by humans, they're fit for achilas adam and not for achilas karbanas. Now halacha zayin ve'il dvarim, and the following things, she'inim ruim lo lachila b'laktar, they're not fit for eating by a human being and not fit for eating on mizbeach, what we call the burning on the mizbeach. And they are b'sar chatas on the shafis, the meat of the chatois are supposed to be burnt, which is there's nothing on the adam mizbeach, and there's nothing that the human being eats, it has to be totally burnt out of the area. Or v'ho'er shel behema kula, or the hide, the skin of the entire animal, which is not eaten by a human and not eaten by the mizbeach. Chutz ma'or ha'ali, except for the skin of the fatty tail, shurolachil, which is fit to be eaten. Avla mura, what's the mura? Buha kurum, and that's the membrane hadak, that's very thin, hadavik bar, which is attached to the skin. Umavdul beinoy bein abasa, and it's what separates between the skin and the flesh. In the rolachil, that's not fit to be eaten. V'chein, even though the fatty tail is fit to be chinat samais. So do the bones, vagidim, and the tendons, vakarnayim, and the horns, vatlafayim, and the hooves, vanitzah shalayv, and the feathers of the bird, vatzipernayim, and the fingernails, vachartmishl, and the beak, vrashakapayim, and the tip of the wings, vrishazonim, and the tip of the tail. These are all not eaten by the mizbeach nor a person. And I feel like a kemes. And even these, all these soft places of all these different things that are attached to the flesh. That if you would cut off from a living creature, yivatzvis hadam yitze, would bubble out blood and would come out. But since it's not significant, they're called davashen eder lachila. They're not considered edible lein yakabans, at least regarding the halachas of kabanas. And v'chein tzut hamarak, the gravy v'atavim, the spices v'ashlil, and the fetus v'ashlil, and the placenta v'beitzes oif, and the eggs of the bird v'abasa shebol tatoi hasakin v'shas hevshet, and the flesh that was left over from the knife when it was being skinned, the yishar mudbuk b'ayin, remains attached to the hide v'anikra alal, that's called alal. Kol elu, all these things that we described in chashuvim lein machshavas hakabanas, not considered significant regarding the thought process of the kabanas for something that is eaten either by the person or the mizbeach, but im kedavish in rochil, and they're like things that are not fit to be eaten. Now halacha ches. Now mechashvin, but the machshava could be al davar ha'omer leibud, as long as it's roh lachila, even though it's something that will be ultimately thrown away. Or al davar ha'omer lesreva, or something that's going to be burnt, it doesn't make a difference. Ultimately, right now, it's roh lachila. The machshava would apply. Now hamachashiv achas moisin arba havoides oibukul. Now if someone has a thought of one of these four avoidas that we described, or on all the four avoidas of Shechita, Kabbalah, Eloch, and Zrika, and his mind le'echel dabashin da'ak lechila, that's why halacha hey tavav is important now, where he's saying, he'll be here in halacha ches. If, let's say, the machshava was to eat something which is not normally eaten, meaning not edible, or lahak to dabashin da'ak lechtar, or to burn something that's not normally burnt. And again, it's the achilas mizbech on the achilas mizbech. I don't care if it's ro achilas adam, but if it's not ro achilas mizbech, and you're having a mind to burn it on mizbech, which is not ro. So b'mach shabbos amokim, b'mach shabbos zman. Whether it's to have it eaten again, either by mizbeach or the person, each one according to its category. Beyond this place, beyond this time, hazavach kasha, the carbon is going to be kasha because again, it's not considered something that's ro lahaktar or ro lachila. Ketzad hasa, as Rambam explains, says chashav lishtes midam hazavach. Let's say someone had a mind to drink himself the blood of the carbon. Now that's what we said is ro lachilas mizbeach. It's for the haktar, but not ro lachilas adam. No, he's having a mind that he's going to drink it. To eat from its sacrificial parts, or to eat from its fistful from the frankincense, which again is achilas mizbech, not achilas adam, but he's having in mind for achilas adam. To eat it beyond this time, beyond its place, or let's say the other way around, or he has in mind to burn from the meat of the carbon, which is eaten by the human and not by the mizbech, but he's having in mind that it's going to burn it on the mizbech. Or mishir amincha from the left of the mincha, beyond this time or beyond this place. The carbon is going to be kosher because you didn't have a mind for that which is roh, for that achila of that thing. Or let's say you had a mind to eat or to burn, because the following items are not roh for any achila. Minar from the skin, matzamas from the bones, vagidin from the tendons, vamarak and from the gravy, oyalal, all from that which is connected to the hide when it was skin. Okay, it's been all those similar categories. Whether to eat beyond the time, beyond this place. The carbon is going to be kosher. Again, because you didn't have for the what would be qualified as an achila. And so to begin, mechashav lechem and parmesim and strafim. So to let's say you had a mind to eat from the bulls or the he-goats that are supposed to be burnt and not be eaten by anyone, mizbeach or person. And he has a mind that it's going to be eaten b'chutz l'malcha, beyond the time, beyond his place. Adem k'shem, again, they're going to be kasher, b'chin k'itz, was there anything similar to like this? Moreover, halacha test continues in qualifying that again has to be considered as an achila. So let's say chashav sheichel hatamei my rapsum. Let's say you had a mind that a tummy person or a puzzle person who is not allowed to eat, that they should eat midavar lachil from something that is fit to be eaten. So now it's not a problem in the item itself, but it's in the act of the eating. Or that it should be burnt, which we call achilas mizbeach, by a tummy person or by a puzzle person. Midavar lachil, even though it's something that it itself is fit, the object is fit to be burnt. But he's having in mind that these puzzle people should do it chutz man achil vaktar beyond the time that it can be eaten or beyond the time that it's allowed to be burnt. Hazevach pigel. So he was saying that actually the carbon is going to be pigel, because in spite of the fact that the person being tummy or pusle, ultimately it's considered an act of eating, and therefore the machshava regarding their eating would invalidate. Like explained halacha that machshava chutzesmani is what makes it into pigel. And so to chutzum kamechil vaktaru, or let's say has a mind that beyond the place of where it's supposed to be eaten or burnt, that is a pusle, is going to invalidate. It's not pigel, so it's not going to be karis, but it's going to be pusle, but in the pigel, but it's not going to be considered pigel. So in spite of the fact that it's a problem with the achila, it's still called achila, and therefore it actually would have the halacha, unlike when the item itself is not edible for either the mizbeach or for the person. more of Halacha Yud continues to qualify what's considered achila, and regarding to the minimum share of what's considered achila, which is known as a kitzayis. Says the Ram, in achila b'chus ha-kitzayis, to be considered as eating, to be a qualifier for this ha'achal ya'achal of pigul, in achila b'chus ha-kitzayis, it cannot be less than having in mind for the amount of an olive sized piece. And so to black tar b'chus ha-kitzayis, so to burning is not considered less than the size of an olive. That's in general, regarding the actual eating and the burning. Now, the figure, therefore, hamachashiv, so as it relates to our halachas of the thought process, someone has in mind, lechem medavador lachila pachas megzayis, to eat something which is fit to be eaten, but less than the size of an olive, oisha chashav lahakta medavador laktara. Well, let's say has in mind to burn something which is fit to be burned, but pachas megzayis less than the gezayis. So, be merachshav is man, be merachshav is makum, whether it's beyond the time, whether beyond the place, azevach kashav, kashav is be carbon, because it's not considered an achila, because less than the gezayis. Let's say chashav lechel kechatzi zayis bachutz. Let's say has in mind to eat a half of a size of an olive beyond its place. And then, that's an achilas ha'adam. And also to burn, which achil mudeach, a half a zayis b'chutz out of the where it's places. So it's chutz l'mkaymai, but as a combination of achilas ha'adam, achilas mudeach. Or shechashav lechel kechatzi zayis achazman achila. Same thing just regarding chutz zmanai. He has a mind to eat a half an olive size beyond its time. Ulahakti kechatzi zayis achazman lektar, or and to burn a half an olive size beyond its time of when you're allowed to burn it. Carbon. Why? Because although they're considered two types of achilas, but one's burning and one's eating, and if they don't combine the two half azayim to be a share of azayim to be liable for chutzas man and chutzas mekamen. But let's say his terminology was expressed in the vernacular of eating, and he says that he wants that a half a olive side should be eaten. And that the fire should eat a half a zayis. Oh, Haril and Starfin. Then they do combine. Because Lashon Achil Echidu, because the terminology of Achila is the same. And he didn't use Haktara, and therefore it's two half of Achilas, which combine for the share of Achila, because Zayis. To be Chayef, Chotz Azman, Chotz Azman. Let's say Chosh of Lechel or Lahakta Kachatzi Zayis. Let's say he has a mind to eat or to burn a half of olive size. B'chaz of a Chosh of Achatzi Zayis Ach. And then he again thought regarding another half of olive size, Boisim Achshav in that same thought process. Haril and Starfin, there's two halves will combine for the share of Kazayis. Let's say he had in mind that a human being should eat a half an olive size. And then he had another thought that an animal should, or a wild animal should eat a half a size. So whether it applies as chutzal mekayim or chutzal zmanoy, harayim mitzav, and they combine shem achila echadu, because the eating of an animal is also considered achila, and those are two halves combining to one share of achila. Let's say he thought about regarding one olive size, but that it should be eaten by two people. Harayim mitzav, and that's going to combine because although one person's eating half a zayis, at least in the slow process, but it was a share achila, because zayis that should be eaten, chutz l'zman, chutz l'mkemet. Let's say chashav lechel kezayis, let's say out of mind that a kezayis should be eaten, b'yoyis mechdei achilas pras, more than the amount of time it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread, which the amount that it takes, which is 3 eggs worth, so although in certain halachas that won't combine, but in this halacha, it is a mistaf, it will combine, and it will be considered the machshava. Chashav b'shas zvicha, let's say he thought during the slaughtering, lechel kechatzi zayis to eat a half a olive beyond its Zman, let's say, Ubishaz Zrika, and then regarding one of the other avoiders, he had in mind during the spraying of the blood, Lechel Kechat Zayis, again to eat a half a Zayis, that's going to combine, because in the two avoiders, you had in mind half and half, and that's Bimach Shabbos Amakum, whether regarding a thought beyond its place, Bimach Shabbos Zman, whether a Machshav beyond its time. And Vachin Sotim Chashaba Kazayis, if he had a Machshava, which the Kesem Mishnah says is actually say not Kazayis, but actually Kechat Zayis, if he thought regarding a half an olive size, Bishaz Kabbalah, regarding the receiving of blood, and regarding then kezayis during the time when he's transporting, again, it's also going to combine. The reason for that is arba ha'avaydis mitzarfis, the four different avaydis, they combine, v'den kabaydachas, like one avayda, we had a machshava, half and half, which is going to be for the share of achila of a kezayis to have this psula machshava. Let's say chashav lahakter, kechatzi zayis b'nakoyim. Let's say he had in mind to burn a half an olive-sized piece from the fistful of the flour, and the kechatzi zayis b'nalbayin, and to burn a half a zayis of the frankincense, which these are two components of the same flower offering, but they're two different elements, and they're going to combine. And the reason that is, because the frankincense with the fistful of flour for the mincha is like the sacrificial pot of a carbon, which is, it's all, that's one unit, and these two are considered one unit also to have the share of kezayis, of achila, for the mizbeach, for the psul of the machshava. Lefikach, therefore, let's say someone had a mind to burn an olive size of the frankincense beyond its time, that is a pickle. Just like a murim, it's going to be pickle, commercial burn, like we explained, it's the same thing. Yeah, because it's nachila of the mizbeach. Echer machashav lizrik dam hazevach kuloi b'chutz l'macha. Whether we're talking about someone who has in mind to spray the blood of the carbon totally beyond its time, beyond its place, Or whether he had a mind to spray some of the blood beyond its place or beyond its time. But once at least the machshava was the amount of how much is considered a spraying of blood, even though it's not all the blood, but it's something that's a significant amount for considered as a spray. Puzzle, again, they will have validated if it's chosim kame and it will be considered pigle because you're having machshava regarding the blood, which is considered nechila mizbeach, which would qualify with halacha of pigle.